105.7 The X and the Morning X. It's Thursday morning, already Thursday morning. It's time for Girl Talk. I'm Matt Behan. Annika Gade is here for yet another round today on this beautiful Thursday. Weather's been awesome. Hi, Anna.
This week has flown by, man.
Really has.
I can't believe it's already almost the weekend.
I know. It's crazy. Coming up in just minutes, we have the new 4K a day. Got a keyword on the way for $1,000. So this week, Anna, I don't know, a topic that's been floating around a lot this week in the last few days, it's been everywhere, has been this harassment, kind of like, you know, the sexual harassment stuff that's going on. You see the things, the stories all over the place. You know,
the Me Too hashtags.
I see that going on, the Me Too hashtags, which is now like, now suddenly it's popping up everywhere. It kind of started with, obviously, the stories out of Hollywood here in the last few days, this Weinstein stuff. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And you and I were kind of talking off air about how difficult it is, actually, for ladies these days. But I think it's also kind of a very weird, odd time for guys, too. You know, guys who are trying to do the right thing, be good guys right. in this society and everything that's going on. But the thing that's going on here is the creep factor is really, really, really high in 2017. And I think the creep factor has been really, really high for a long time based on what we're hearing out of Hollywood, out of business sectors, out of whatever.
You know, it's already sad that you're saying all this stuff because I've been seeing that hashtag a lot also, like on Twitter and Facebook. And I was thinking, I'm like, well, gosh, have I ever been sexually harassed? And I'm like, you know what? I probably have been a lot, but I'm just so used to it that I'm really kind of numb to it.
Really? So is that because, is it you're saying part of this topic is that ladies are getting so much stuff on a regular basis that you're just kind of, like you're saying, you're just kind of used to it, kind of numb to it. Certain topics or comments out of, you know, dudes or guys, you're just saying it's always there. It's always there.
I don't want to say like every girl is like totally full on sexually harassed. I think, yes, a lot of them, a lot of us are. But I think
right.
when you, like in our industry, I mean,
right.
you're kind of more in that public figure, whether it's radio, television, movies, music, even people who work like in the nightlife, like nightclubs, bartenders, waitresses, stuff like that. I think they're just more subjected to it.
Right.
So it's kind of like,
well, it's all over.
I get numb to it almost. Like, I'm like, what? It just goes right over my head because I'm so used to it. That I don't even pay attention to it.
Well, the thing that's going on, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like guys, especially dudes, certain guys of power, you know, this is kind of the story that's been
right.
out there. Men
yeah.
in powerful positions
uh-huh.
are doing really, really crazy things, are harassing because they have the power or they want to take something away from a female in a role
right.
situation.
Right.
But you're saying it's a different level. It's just a kind of a constant ongoing vibe that dudes are being creepy. I mean, look at social media right now, right?
Right,
the
right.
last 4 years, 5 years, tops, men are doing, you know, guys and ladies too.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have I probably said something sexually harassing about Jared Leto?
This is true. So if Jared sent you a wiener shot, you probably wouldn't be as offended.
I would
just
not
because
be offended
it's
at
Jared
all.
Leto's wiener. But anyway, but you know, you're on social media and you got some guy you don't even know, you know, finding you on social media and you got a, you know, wiener shot. That's not fun.
No.
You couldn't do that
no,
20 years
no.
ago.
No.
Couldn't do that 10 years ago.
No. And I've actually heard from guys chiming in on social media asking the question. They're like, well, how is it that I'm supposed to compliment a woman or approach a woman and not make her think I'm sexually harassing?
Right.
And I think there's a pretty easy definition between the two, honestly.
I think so, too. But I get some. Look, we all have guy friends. Like, I have friends like this. Guys, a lot, they're outrageously funny. They're very gregarious. They're the life of the party. They say offensive stuff to everybody because
uh-huh.
it's just who they are.
And I know a friend like that.
Exactly.
Who does that.
Yeah. And I don't know. To me, they don't mean any harm. They like to give everybody equal stuff. But
right.
sometimes the wrong stuff comes out of their mouths, right? I mean, let's just be honest.
Well, I think sometimes the men like that maybe just want a little bit more extra attention, and that's why they're like that.
Could be. Yeah, I agree. I understand.
But I think as far as like being able to approach a girl, you know, in 2017 and not have it come off as sexual harassment is really just be yourself and be genuine with a compliment.
I mean, I would think so.
You know,
but
don't go up to a woman and smack her on the ass and be
who's
like,
doing
man,
that?
This is a
is that
beautiful
a, okay, hold on,
beach
time
right
out.
Here.
But okay, let's say you're John Q regular guy, you are on social media or you know someone, you want to date somebody, you like somebody. It's kind of delicate times out there right now. It's like, how do I really like said girl A, I really would like to get to know her. I mean, that's got to be like, I bet how many guys are sitting back now, probably like worried that anything I say to this person could come across as creepy or weird.
Well, I think you just don't take it to a level where it's creepy or weird.
I mean, what do you say?
Be yourself. Hi.
My name is blank, and I think you're really attractive.
If you've never met them, obviously introduce yourself and have a conversation.
Yeah. I'm an Aries. I like to go on long walks. God, what?
Well, I mean, you don't just go up to somebody and be like, hey, you're hot. You want a bone?
Yeah, that's, well, right. But this is my point. Social media has all that negative stuff going on. I mean,
right.
You got Tinder. You got all these things going on. You got guys shooting, you know, sending wiener shots. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Ladies aren't perfectly well-behaved on social media either.
I'm just saying.
Guys are worse, I'm sure.
Like I said, I probably sexually harass Jared Leto on a daily basis.
That's fine. And anyway, I don't know. So what you're saying, I think getting back to the beginning of this, is that what you're saying is that just in regular day life, ladies are subjected to a lot of stuff, and you're kind of numb to it. You just kind of roll your eyes and move on because you're hearing, you're seeing this hashtag Me Too now with a lot of scenarios. So there's some bad stuff going on.
Right. Well, I would say there's probably been one time in my life where I have been in that position where I have been sexually harassed on a level where it is so inappropriate, and I know about it, but that was a very long time ago. As far as like the daily stuff, you know, the comments, oh, wet t-shirt contest or stuff like that stuff just kind of blows right over my head.
Right.
And I think it does a lot of other women, but there are women who I think are out there where that does happen, you know, whether they're out at a bar or they're working in some kind of setting like that.
Sure.
Where men tend to get a little handsy or make comments
not a good phrase.
A little inappropriate, I guess.
He was nice, but he was handsy. I mean, really. I mean, think about that. Yeah, he was kind of good looking and he was handsy.
You would be surprised. I've heard stories of friends who will be out and they'll meet a guy and... You know, you're in a bar, it's loud, so you kind of lean in to talk closer to somebody's ear, and these guys will put their hands on their butt and rub it, and
I don't know, if you're doing that, guys, I mean, do you really think it's going to work?
So that's where you don't, that's what
work?
I'm saying, that's what you don't do. You can lean in and have a conversation, but don't be, like, putting your hand and grabbing
basically
a booty cheek.
Right. Number one, manners, okay?
Right.
Number two, be yourself. Number three, stop being a creep because...
No beer shots.
What's that?
No wiener shots.
Yeah, well, no wiener shots, of course. I mean, I don't know. Unless you're in a relationship and you're enjoying that with each other, or Anna and Jared Leto start dating, and apparently there'll be a lot of that going on. Anyway.
Oh, did you say me and Jared Leto are going to start dating?
Well, maybe. It's up to you. Have you talked to him?
No.
So you can reach out to him. See, I mean, I'm sure he is single. So there you go.
That's because he's saving himself.
Is that it? Really? Because I'm sure he's so well-behaved. I'm sure Jared Leto is so well-behaved in Hollywood and being in a rock band.
I'm sure he's just an angel. I was just about to sexually harass him and say he can be totally unbehavable.
This is the issue right here, right? I don't know. Guys, behave yourselves. I don't know. I mean, what a weird time. But look, you know, if this improves behavior, I guess, good. I mean, if you're acting like an idiot, stop being an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was the stat this week? There are more single people in 2017 than there have been in the last 80 years.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
More single people.
And I
think that has a lot to do with societal weirdness. I think social media has a huge part of this. I bet there's not a study out there, but there should be. Social media and all the dating apps and all that stuff, I think it absolutely hurts dating way more than actually meeting somebody normal. Nobody's normal anymore.
I've been telling people, I'm like, I think the only time you're going to see a lot of things change for the better is when social media goes away. And I just don't think it's going away.
It's not going to go away.
Right.
Because nobody trusts anybody. And I got a bunch of weird behavior going on.
And nobody's nice to anybody on social media.
Oh, God, no. I mean, look at the way we get blazed. We get blazed all over. I mean, we'll put something up on Facebook. And the next thing I know, I'm like, good God. Apparently, we're like the most hated people alive.
You know what?
What do we do?
We could cure cancer, and it wouldn't have been done soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just like, man, it's like, people hide behind their keyboards, you know, and, you know, they're studs behind their keyboards.
You know what? Just be nice to each other. That's all I got to say.
Love each other, and let's all get 10 hugs a day. Now, wait a minute. That's creepy. Not 10 hugs a day.
No. The hugs are only creepy when you put the hands down onto the butt.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
You can do a simple wraparound hug.
Right.
Just don't put the hands down the butt.
Okay. Because 20 years ago, there was some love doctor. I remember hearing this guy who was on Oprah or something. The love doctor. You should hug each other 10 times a day.
Yes. Like, everybody,
dude,
I'm
going to punch you in the sack.
Let's hug. Just don't touch the butt while you
Fine.
Do it.
Fine. Whatever. I don't want to hug
great
certain
way to
people.
Wrap it up with
a lot of people I don't want to hug. Anyway, behave yourselves.
I don't want to hug you.
Well, dude, ditto. Fine.
Let's
no
high
hugs.
Five. Let's high five.
All right, high fives. Here we go. There we are. Oh, ring the bell. Have a wonderful day, Anna. Minutes away from the new 4K day. We got $1,000 coming up. It's Girl Talk on the Morning X.